AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Boston has had an unprecedented 8 feet or so of snow this winter. And there may be more today, tomorrow, and over the weekend in parts of New England. So Mayor Marty Walsh is not at all pleased about those videos of playful Bostonians jumping out of windows into snowbanks.
That's a foolish thing to do, and you could kill yourself. So I'm asking people to stop the nonsense right now when it comes. These are adults jumping out windows.
They got a foot of snow in parts of the South where an ice storm knocked out the power to tens of thousands of residents. Sonny Phillips is in Cherokee County, Georgia, where he's been watching the trees outside his house.
I couldn't sleep. I stayed up all night. Limbs falling about every hour and a half. And then this one hit at 6 o'clock. That's when it killed the power.
The South is struggling with low temperatures, which are keeping the snow from melting and making roads dangerous in some places. A warning this morning from Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, speaking at a White House conference on terrorism and extremists.
They have the ability to reach into our communities and attempt to recruit and inspire individuals who may turn toward violence right here in the homeland.
Speaking moments before him, Imam Abdisalam Adam of the Islamic Civic Society of America.
We oppose any form or shape of violent extremism that threatens peaceful coexistence.
He also teaches English in the St. Paul, Minnesota public schools. The White House is holding up Minnesota's Twin Cities as an example of ways to battle recruitment by terror groups. Police in St. Joseph, Michigan say a woman who died in January after accidentally shooting herself in the head was adjusting a handgun in her bra holster at the time. She was 55 years old. This is AP Radio News. Matisse, the Portuguese water dog, a cousin of President Obama's dog Sonny, did not win the Westminster Kennel Club dog show last night at Madison Square Garden.
My choice for the best in show is the Beagle.
4-year-old Beagle Miss P, you can make up your own joke there, shocked the crowd by winning America's top dog. She's meeting with Donald Trump today and lunching at Sardi's in Manhattan. Britain's Prince Charles has a tough job. He was in a sewer tunnel today, 250 feet under London's East End. The occasion was the 150th anniversary of the city's sewers, created to lift what they called the Great Stink, caused by sewage dumped into the River Thames. The sewers were considered a wonder of Victorian engineering at the time. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.